This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. South Carolina's Senate is picking a fight with Roe v. Wade, hoping to send its fight to the U.S. Supreme Court. They voted to effectively ban 97% of all state abortions. An earlier bill was rejected in favor of this one, and one more vote will likely send the bill to the state house. The New York Times continues to urge more assistance in suicide. Opponents would call that so-called assistance the opportunity to compel others to accept early death. The Times now advocates for brutal starvation and dehydration deaths among dementia patients. The rich and powerful, and now the entertainers, are demanding Ireland accept abortion. A May 25th election decides whether to keep or scuttle pro-life protections. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines from the last busy news week, El Salvador has again rejected efforts to decriminalize abortion. Meanwhile, Canada's abortion pill has taken 4,000 lives in its first year. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco is refusing to discipline or remove a judge accused of showing bias in the David DeLayden investigative abortion specimen video case. And an editorial at Life News says Alfie Evans was a victim of a new eugenics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.